On Midwest Week, the state of Iowa is taking control of the Davenport schools. I'm Herb Trix, and my guest this week is Tony Watt, reporter for the Quad City Times and Dispatch Argus. Before we get into the background of all this, Tony, what did the State Board of Education approve this week? In fact, just yesterday on Thursday.
What they have done is they have put an interim superintendent and chief financial officer in place for the next 6 months. These people are supposed to help get the district in compliance with several issues that have been identified in the district over the last several years. The goal is that they will be there for 6 months, and then the situation will be reassessed.
Okay, now tell us, who is T.J. Schneckloth and what's his role in all of this?
He is a Davenport school staffer already. He served as the interim after Art Tate left until the school district hired Rob Kabilski, who is the person who is superintendent now. So he'll be the one that and what the state official said during yesterday's hearing was that they wanted someone who already had their feet on the ground in Davenport, could be there on a regular basis, and that they believed that Mr. Schneckloth could do that job.
And so I got the feeling from listening to that meeting as well, Tony, that they dealt with T.J. Schneckloth before and figured he was, he was close and easy to get, and it would be much harder to get someone from somewhere outside.
I think that's an accurate assessment. They were wanting to make sure that they had consistency, like they needed somebody to physically be there, and they wanted him there on a regular basis.
Okay, so he's going to be the interim superintendent. So what happens to Robert Kobylski, who is currently, I guess, just the superintendent?
He is still employed at the district, and what was going to go on now is that while the state interim is in place, he will have authority, but he can delegate authority as needed to Mr. Kabilski and others. So essentially, he will be assisting Mr. Schneckloth as this arrangement continues.
Okay. Now, what about the others? There's a couple of people from the Mississippi Bend Area Education Agency. What will their role be in all of this?
There are a couple of people, Bill Decker and forgive me, I don't recall the name of the other gentleman right offhand, but they are both officials with Mississippi Bend, and they are going to be supporting Mr. Schneckloth as advisors and mentors as he goes through the process. They're also going to be working with the state. So the primary oversight here is going to be with the state board and State Department of Education. And so these gentlemen will be they will be on the ground, but they will be reporting to those state officials that are working from the state end to try and get the district into compliance.
Okay. And I think you mentioned this at the beginning, but remind us again, how long will all this be in effect?
6 months.
Okay.
At least right now, it'll be reassessed, and that could change. But right now, the working plan is 6 months with a reassessment at the end of that to see if the arrangement should continue.
Okay. Now, when and why did all this start, Tony? Why did state officials originally get involved in the Davenport schools? I guess it's two or three or four years ago.
It's been a couple of years, and essentially what happened is that the state reviewed the district. They found that they were non-compliant in a few areas, and that included disproportionality. And essentially what it is that there were concerns that students of color in the district were not getting an equitable education. And it's a little more involved than that, but that's the short version.
Okay, and as I recall, it had to do also with discipline, expulsions, and all that as well?
That was part of it. That was part of it. It appeared in some cases there were a disproportionate number of those, yes.
So the district began correcting the problem, I assume. So what went wrong?
Well, what's going on right now is that there was an action plan that the district was supposed to develop that was supposed to be addressing some of these issues. And one of their recent reports, the state found that the state did not believe that the report adequately addressed what the district was doing. There were concerns about the amount of information that was in there and like what progress it was showing. So that was what led to the recommendation that the interim be put in place so that they could help the district continue to move forward.
So, Tony, what do district officials and the school board say about all of this? What is their reaction to the state board's actions?
The ones I spoke to yesterday, they're expressing a desire to see change. One openly said during the meeting that he supported TJ and he wants to see him succeed. And President Potts, the head of the school board, said that it's going to be an advantage because having Mr. Schneckloff in place because he, as was mentioned by the state, he's familiar with the district and its situation and the progress that it's made. And so that will be a positive moving forward.
And what about the other people that spoke yesterday? There was some public comment as the meeting got underway from local residents.
There were several people who spoke that were concerned that by choosing an in-house candidate, they were choosing someone who may well have contributed to the problems that the district is now facing. And the state officials, Amy Williamson, who's kind of been like the main presenter during these sessions, spoke about how she believed that Mr. Schneckloff wasn't in a position where he could have made those things worse or better early on, and that when he was interim, once the process was already underway, that even if he wasn't like directly involved in a lot of the immediate heavy lifting of fixing problems, some of the progress that they made was because he was helping them move barriers out of the way. She didn't elaborate about that very much, but she did. He was not obstructing them. Mm-hmm. He was actually helping them move forward in support roles, if that makes sense.
Okay. And some of the other people that you and I listened to yesterday, Tony, had reservations about the people from the AEA and their background.
They were similar issues. The AEA was around when these compliance issues occurred, and part of their concern is like, well, you know, it's my interpretation was in general was that they were concerned that, well, these guys were in place already when we were having the problem and it didn't get fixed. And so, and that's been, and that was kind of the, if you wanted to sum up 25 minutes of public comment, I think those were the main concerns. It's like we're picking people who were here when we realized we were having these problems. And I think the people that spoke, they just want to see the problems fixed.
I also got the idea that the state board people were saying, it would be hard to find someone else at this point.
Yeah, I believe it was Mr. Burns who said that it's just like there's not a lot of people with the kind of qualifications we need just sitting there cooling on the bench, and Mr. Schneckloff happened to be one of them.
And so from now on, what happens, Tony? It's just someone else is in charge, and there's like, you know, daily and weekly reports, the state board?
There's supposed to be regular reports. I believe there's going to be a couple of meetings a week. I'd need to go back and look at the plan again to be sure. But there's supposed to be regular meetings, interactions with the state. Ms. Williamson, who I mentioned previously, had said that the oversight is in the hands of the state board. So they will be watching what is happening as the gentlemen who are in place at the district as the interim leadership team are taking action and making reports. So if they're not someplace where the board wants, they have the power to do something about it.